What's up, everybody?
Yo, guys, happy man-made non-existing new year. From a 12-month calendar, even though there's actually 13 months, and if you go even deeper, time doesn't even exist. What he's saying is not so, that's it. Oh my god, man! What the hell is this video? Whole grains, by every definition, are empty carbs. You gave no arguments, no reasons as to why it isn't so. Just nothing. Of course, if you have only sugar and nothing else, it's not even that there's nothing else in whole grains. It's that there's actually anti-nutrients and toxins in whole grains. So they are actually incredibly harmful because you're eating sugar and a lot of toxins and anti-nutrients. Whereas if you would be eating candy, then at least you only eat the sugar. Whole grains are way unhealthier than candy. Show some proof for that. Come on. You would never be able to. Obviously, estrogen is very important for women. Males also need some estrogen. Of course, you shouldn't be eating poisonous green vegetables to reduce your estrogen. That only proves that those vegetables are unhealthy. Obviously, all vegetables are unhealthy, but those green ones, especially the cruciferous ones, are insanely poisonous. Yes, animal foods in general are easy to digest. When you cook them, they are harder to digest, but still easier than any plants. When you eat them raw, then they are perfectly digested. You can hardly even feel raw animal foods in your stomach, your gut, and that's because they are perfect for our biology. It's just perfectly digested. When she will eat this meat, she will not even feel it, whereas all of the other so-called foods that we eat nowadays are always hard on the gut. Whatever is hard on your gut is what you're not supposed to eat. And whatever you can't even feel being digested, essentially, is perfect for you. That's how you can know what you're supposed to eat naturally.
Now let's take a look at what cancer is from my perspective. When I did autopsies and did my research, what I found was cells, mainly 98% of a tumor was always dead cells. Dead cells the body couldn't clean, dissolve, and eliminate from the body. Why? Because the lymph system didn't move. Now, how did we go from 60 years ago, one cancer in 1,000 to one cancer in two if you're a male and one in three if you're a female, according to Samuel Epstein? How do we go from that? We went from that because we went to trans fatty acids. Trans fatty acids are vegetable oils or mineral oils or petroleum oils that are hydrogenated. And when you hydrogenate an oil, you turn it into plastic. That's how plastic is made. So you're eating plastic fats. Now, what do these plastic fats do? They dehydrate and solidify in the body, mostly in the lymphatic system, because the lymphatic system bases 60 to 80% of its work on fats. So you have this waxy, hard fat in your lymphatic system. You're not going to clean the body. You're not going to take those dead cells and dissolve them. So the body is going to start building them in little fibroids all over the system. If you're a lucky female, you've got all of that tissue down there to build it. That's why women live longer. They have a depository down there and can get rid of a lot of the tumors with dead cells without forming into tumors that will block functionality elsewhere, such as the heart, lungs, or liver. So dissolving the dead cells is the main focus of cancer. How do you dissolve dead cells? I found it's very easy. Now, I'm 44-year cancer survivor. As of December, I was supposed to die in December of 68. And here I am today, almost 65, speaking to you today. And I have a 95 on my diet. I don't cure anybody. Food does. And when people go on my diet, they have a 95% success rate. Not only cancer, but everything else. And the esteemed Dr. Elnora Van Winkle, who is the chief neuroscientist at Columbia University in New York City, challenged me. So I gave her, this was in 2002, she challenged me about that record. And then I gave her the 242 cancer patients that I'd worked with up to that time, and that had been on the diet for at least 6 years. And she called every one of them, found that 96% of them were still alive and well and still doing the diet, about 90%. And the ones that passed away, guess how much of the diet they did? 40 to 50%. And the ones who were the ones who died, they were very thin people. I tell everybody in my books, get fat. Fats are what dissolve toxins in the body. Your body gets the best energy from fats. It will dissolve toxins from fats, and it will protect and strengthen the body. So fats are the most important. Now you can say, oh, you don't look so fat, right? Well, that's because I've been eating nothing but raw since February of 72. And when you research and look at fats under an electronic microscope, especially after they're broken down in the stomach and in the area where the bile dumps, you find that these molecules are very, very tiny. When you take a cooked food and you analyze that, you'll find that these swell 5 to 50 times their normal size. So you take fat back, you know, like pork rind, and it's very, very thin, and then you cook it, and what happens? It's this big, swollen. So I'm 19% body fat, and I look like I'm 7 to 10% body fat. That's because all the fat in my body has been made with very tiny raw molecules. So I eat at least 2 pounds of raw unsalted butter weekly and a quart of raw cream, and I mean heavy, heavy, thick cream, which would be like 2 quarts of thin cream. I eat a tremendous amount of fats. I tell all of my cancer patients that they should get at least, women should get at least 23 pounds overweight, and men should get at least 35 pounds overweight. Those fats are responsible for absorbing the toxins that are killing your cells. If you have already collected a lot of cells, dead cells in the body, and you have cancer, you have to stop your body from collecting more. You have to make sure that it dissolves those dead cells so that the body can eliminate it, either perspire it or dump it out the intestines. Now, you're not going to perspire it out the skin as the main organ to discharge it unless your lymphatic system is working properly. So let's get to how we do that. Okay, we'll have all the fats in the body. We have the protection. Any more toxins break down, we inhale any that comes in our environment, any that may be in the food, they may lie. We have organic food, but they lie. FDA allows them to use 15% toxic substances even in organic food. So to protect ourselves from this, we have all these fats. So now we have the fats to protect us and to also dissolve the toxicity. How do we get that lymphatic system moving? Hot baths. Saunas don't do it because they're too hot. Even the infrared ones, they go up to 137 degrees. What temperatures start destroying the enzymes in skin? 110, 112 degrees. So we need to keep a constant temperature of about 108 degrees. For 90 minutes is what I found. I've seen tumors dissolve overnight if somebody has been in a hot tub for 6-7 hours. Doesn't happen in every case. In most cases, if the tumor's deep, if the tumor's on the skin, that's a normal process. So dissolve it with heat, water heat. Now, if you have municipal water, you've got a lot of contamination. And if you're in L.A., proper L.A., not in the valley here, your water's been used three times before it gets there. 196 chemicals. But it's bacteria-free. That's what the government tells you. Oh, it's bacteria-free. It's safe. But you've got all of the industry here in the valley and up in Saugus before it gets to L.A. So you have 196 chemicals in the water if you live in L.A. Here you've got 141 in the valley. So take a look at that. You need to protect yourself. I recommend putting about a cup of raw milk in the bath with about 3 tablespoons of raw apple cider vinegar and some sun-dried sea salt. And that will neutralize the poisons so that they don't get into your tissues and cause more problems. Now, when I used to get into the LA water without those ingredients in it, I would be shaking like I had 5 cups of coffee in just minutes. 6 minutes, I would be a nervous wreck. So I had to experiment and learn how I could defuse these toxins that were in the water. And just think about it, all the people who use, you know, paint thinners and the industry that use all their solvents and muriatic acid, all of that's in the water and not filtered out well. So you have to protect yourself. So you get into, and the hot tub is the best, like an Ofuro Japanese hot tub. I think you can get them for like $1,850 now, and they used to be $6,000. And then the works, if you get those in parts and have a plumber come in and put it all together, you can have a whole setup for about $2,500. And let me tell you, that's the best money you'll ever spend besides good nutrients. So you dissolve those dead cells. You make sure your lymphatic system can dissolve dead cells on a daily basis, because you lose a tremendous amount of cells every day. And if you don't dissolve them, they will collect. That's why cancer can grow so quickly. And it isn't a growth of the cancer cell, because the cancer cell is the remedy. Cancer cell is the cure. Why is that? Because when I fractionated the cancer cell, what I found was it had a fluid in it that would dissolve anywhere from 50 to 200 dead cells that surround it. And like I said, in a tumor, you will only have less than 1 to 2% cancer cells in this whole dead mass. So the cancer cell, when it dies, it sets out all this fluid to dissolve all this dead tissue around there. Your body had better be fat and prepared to deal with that kind of dissolved toxicity, because whatever has killed that cell, whatever industrial chemical has killed that cell or compound, whichever it may be, will do more damage. It can dissolve your whole tissue. And it's very easy to take the hot baths and eat properly. Reversing cancer is that easy if you know what you're doing and you understand it. You don't have to have this vitamin supplement and that vitamin supplement. You hear all this stuff, iodine, iron. We're not plants. Plants eat rock. We don't eat rock. We only digest minerals properly and utilize them properly when they are a composite of food, raw food.